Hey team, it's Francis. I was on with the lovely breakfast team this morning talking OCR, that's the official cash rate, and how that will impact things through the interest rate changes that flow onto really everything with our money. So I had a wee chat with them about what I'm keeping an eye on. An underrated thing that isn't talked about enough, I think, is the impact this could have on jobs, of course, your mortgage as well, and just generally how we're all feeling about things. So here's that chat to give a bit of context to what's happening with your money. Hope it helps.
The OCR is now at its lowest level since August 2022, and the central bank has made it clear that further cuts are on the cards. Joining us now is independent financial journalist and friend of the show, Francis Cook. Francis, good morning. Lovely to see you. How much of a relief is this for New Zealanders?
Well, I think it will definitely be welcome news to a lot of people. It'll take a while to trickle through. Obviously, the big one is anyone with a mortgage will be very pleased to hear this. Houses have been so expensive that even a small move in interest rates is a big deal. But I think what often gets missed is how this impacts businesses. And we've all seen the unemployment numbers. There's been a lot of chatter amongst people how hard it is to find a job right now. To me, the big thing is how this might impact businesses and therefore people's ability to get a job.
What do you think it will do to businesses? Do you think it is going to be good news?
Well, I think businesses have been dealing with a lot of the same things that a lot of the rest of us have, right? The rising cost of living has also had rising costs on businesses. So they've had increased costs there. They've also had customers who have been not wanting to spend because they're very pinched. Businesses also often fund a lot of their expansion plans, extra hiring plans through things like business loans. So something like an interest rate drop can have a very direct impact on how much investment they're willing to make, how many people they're willing to keep around. So if we're seeing a change that will hopefully make things a bit easier for some customers, they start spending a bit more, especially the lead up to Christmas. They're also having an easier time getting lending. They can afford to invest without it being so much to pay back. Then we might see that job market easing, and that would certainly be really welcome news.
And in terms of that Christmas spending as it approaches, do you think we will see retailers have a pickup in spending?
Well, I think it's been a bit dire. It wouldn't take much to improve. I say that with full sympathy. I think anyone who's been in the retail space lately, especially anyone who's deemed a sort of nice to have, has been really struggling. And so you've seen, you know, even in my hometown, Te Awamutu, I've been walking along the street and there's a few extra closures recently and it's awful. And so I really think they will be holding out that Christmas bump. A lot of people got told survive to 25. 25 wasn't that great. And then they'll be holding out for that Christmas bump, which traditionally can save a lot of retailers' years. So it's no slam dunk. It's no guarantee, but it's hope on the horizon.
Okay, so what does the Reserve Bank's decision to tell us about the economy as it is today and what is likely to come in the next few months?
Yeah, I've got to say, I was one of the ones, I'll put my hand up and say I was a bit surprised by the fact that they dropped the OCR quite this much. And I do think it's a sign that our economy is really hurting and that the Reserve Bank looks at that and says, well, we need some shock therapy here. We need to do something to try and make things a bit better. So they have reduced interest rates by quite a bit. And there's also that signal in there that interest rates might drop again in November. So I was surprised that they were willing to move this aggressively. Pleased, because I do also see very worrying signs. Things like the job losses, the low business sentiment are quite worrying, really. So I think it'll be really interesting seeing what happens next in November, if they are sort of continuing to push so aggressively, probably not. But hey, we have a new Reserve Bank governor. They're a little bit less predictable than they were.
So depending on what happens in November, what would represent progress? Because you can kind of spin it either way, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the good news, bad news thing, where aggressive rate drop is good news in terms of, well, you're probably getting some relief, things are going to get a bit easier, your costs are going to go down a bit. But it's also that relief is being delivered because things are so tough. And it's confirmation that you're not imagining it, things are really tough. So it is that real double-edged sword there. So my hope would be that in November, maybe we get that 0.25 cut. And that would be a sign that while there are still concerns about the economy, that things aren't as bad, that people aren't struggling as much to need as much help.
Labor says the Reserve Bank is cleaning up the government's mess. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
To get into the politics of it is always tricky. I think National will also probably try and say this is a great sign of things getting better for New Zealanders. And that's just how politicians do things, right? Mm. It is certainly, there is a lot to worry about in the economy right now. And there is always things that politicians can do to fix that. We're also seeing a lot happening overseas. The tariffs, the conflicts and things like that are driving inflation and cost of living in a way that's hard to control. Maybe easier to control is where we're seeing things like inflation in food prices, rates, insurance. Those are all skyrocketing up as well and really, really hurting people. And the problem with those costs is that those are costs that a lot of people can't avoid. You can't go without food, or at least not for long. You can't just avoid paying your rates. Some people are cutting their insurance, but they potentially shouldn't. So there's a lot of those really upfront costs that are proving sticky in terms of continuing to get expensive, and maybe those are things that the government could be focusing on.
Financial journalist Frances Cook, excellent to talk to you as always. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Just a note before you go, this podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.